Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Wednesday afternoon, so we are already halfway to the weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. We got a lot to get to today. And wow, there's a lot of new damaging information out concerning the Epstein files. Now, to me, this is not political. It might involve politicians, but this is not a political topic. The release of the Epstein files is about something completely aside from politics. It's about older men who paid big money to have sex with beautiful young girls. And this was an activity that was going on that a lot of people knew about. And a lot of people participated in this. More people knew about it than participated in it, but we're going to talk about some of the new stuff that has come out. We'll get into that in the next hour of the show. All right, yesterday we were talking about Veterans Day because it was Veterans Day, and I wrote a blog after the show. If you go to WWL.com, you're going to have to scroll down. It's not on the front page, but if you scroll down far enough, you'll find it. And I wrote a blog about the idea of changing Veterans Day to Victory Day. And I'm against that. I mean, I do understand the positive image of something called Victory Day, but I'll get to that in just a little while. But I want to talk about why changing Veterans Day to Victory Day is wrong. It's terribly wrong, and I think it's an insult to many American soldiers, and we'll explain that a little bit later. Let's see. Also, again, you can find that. Also, it should be posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. And I will get to some of your comments a little bit later in the show. You know, look, this is just another incredible afternoon. October, November, best time of year. Well, spring is really nice, but this is one of the best times of year in this part of the country. It's warming up. I'm not really crazy about that, but it's going to be really pleasant and really nice today. We're going to hit 81 by Sunday. And I looked at the last forecast from Channel 4 just a few minutes ago before the show. And it looks to me like the rain that they were expecting Sunday has kind of been pushed to Monday. And it doesn't look like it's going to be that big of a deal. So anyway, we'll just enjoy this weather while we've got it here. So the air traffic controllers. Well, first of all, the government shutdown appears to be coming to an end. You know, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it for sure, but it appears the government shutdown is finally going to come to an end. A lot of Democrats have gone along with the idea of changing things and shutting down the government coming to an end. And the Democrats are being criticized by fellow Democrats. Now, some are going to look at them as traitors. Some are going to look at them as heroes because they're the ones that were brave enough to come up and say, look, OK, we're going to change. We've got to do something to end this. I think the people who really work to end it are the heroes because the stalemate was easy to maintain. You know, nobody changing. Just stick with your side and only stick with your side. And whatever your side says, you go along with and everybody else is wrong. I don't think that takes as much courage as changing. That's my opinion. So I look at those who want to change this as heroes in a way. Let's bring this thing to an end because it's hurting the American public. People are working and not getting paid. and air traffic controllers are not working. Some of them are not working. And air traffic is a mess in a lot of cities. And Thanksgiving holidays are coming up, and then Christmas. And, you know, we needed to bring this to an end so people can go see their families and so we can fly from one place to another without worrying about so many flights being canceled. It's enough of a problem flying today because even without a government shutdown, flights get delayed, flights get changed, gates get changed. I mean, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy traveling. It's not as easy as it used to be. And that's in part because so many people are traveling. But because government workers are not being paid, there were air traffic controllers who did not go to work during the shutdown. The president was very critical of them, and the president wants to give a $10,000 bonus to all of the air traffic controllers who worked through the shutdown, calling them great patriots. They never called in sick. They came in even though they were not being paid at the time, but they will ultimately be paid. The president also said that he would like for those who did not work to also have their pay docked because they didn't work. Now, it's real easy for somebody to say, look, if you're not being paid, you got to go to work anyway. And I know that a lot of people listening might not be so quick to go to work if you weren't being paid, even if you were promised that you would be paid in the future. But one of the issues is there are people who think, well, you're an air traffic controller. You're making good money. I mean, why, you know, you're working paycheck to paycheck. Yes. I mean, a lot of people who make good money are working paycheck to paycheck. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. I mean, there was a time in my life when I was making really good money, and because of my son being in a private school and because of the travel expenses of having my son come fly to see me and be with me on a regular basis, I was living paycheck to paycheck. I'm not going to tell you what I was making at the time, but it was really good. It was good enough to where if I told you what I was making and telling you that I was working paycheck to paycheck, you wouldn't believe me. But it was true. So I can empathize with many people who make good money, even two salary households. There are a lot of people who are working paycheck to paycheck, even though they've got good income coming in. So some of these air traffic controllers may not have gone to work because they really needed to make some money. They needed to get money. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see how this ends up playing out. I don't know if it's legal to give them a $10,000 bonus, but the president wants to do that. And he wants to also present them with the $10,000 check, the bonus check, during a visit to the White House, which, you know, that would be a big deal. You know, visiting the White House would be a big deal no matter who is president. So that's a story we'll continue to follow. Hey, listen, the Pelicans lost last night. They lost to the Phoenix Suns. And Grayson Allen had a Suns record 10 three-pointers, scored 42 points. The Suns beat the Pelicans 121-98. The Pelicans face the Portland Trailblazers at the Smoothie King Center tonight. I might try to get to that game, but I'm not sure. But one thing is certain for me. I just think it's time to change coaches. I think Willie Green has done all he can do here, and it's time for him to move on, and it's time for the Pelicans to move on to a new coach. And I don't see enough promise in the status quo. And it's time to make the move. But as you know, the city of New Orleans and everybody in the city of, well, not everybody, but the mentality of New Orleans is to move slowly. You know, when it comes to change, quite often we move collectively like molasses. I mean, the friggin' Blob. Remember that movie, The Blob? The Blob moved faster than we do in New Orleans when it comes to a lot of things. And sometimes something might seem totally obvious, but we move very slowly. And I just think it's time to pull the trigger on that and move on. LSU interim coach Frank Wilson says he's not sure who the starting quarterback is going to be for the Arkansas game this coming weekend. It's not going to necessarily be Garrett Nussmeier. And, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't know whether Brian Kelly ruined Garrett Nussmeier. But you remember back just before the season began, there was actual there was actual talk about Garrett Nussmeier being a candidate for the Heisman Trophy. And from day one of the regular season, we haven't seen anything close to that kind of performance. So did Brian Kelly ruin Garrett Nussmeier? Maybe you have a better sense of this than I do. Or it could have been a case where Garrett Nussmeier, like Arch Manning, tried to live up to the publicity that followed them into the beginning of this season. And I think Arch Manning had a lot of things going on in his head, and I think he tried to live up to expectations and consequently kind of choked a little, you know, didn't allow himself to be as great as he can be. And I think maybe the same thing happened to Garrett Nussmeier. But, you know, if you're talked about as being a possible Heisman Trophy candidate, you know, that's going to mean millions of dollars in the NFL. And it seems like NFL stock in Garrett Nussmeier has gone down significantly. I hope the best for him. But, I mean, I wouldn't want the Saints to try to go after him as a quarterback. And I don't know if the Saints are going to be even be in the market for a quarterback, because Tyler Shuck, in his second game, showed a lot of promise. But let's see if that continues. Because, you know, sometimes you can have a great game, and that's not necessarily an indication that you're great. So we'll see what happens. And also, interesting development with the New York Giants. You know, Jackson Dart, their, you know, super young quarterback who has been doing a great job. I mean, he's had his faults, but he's got a lot of promise. Jackson Dart is under a concussion protocol, so he has not yet been cleared for the game this week. When Jackson Dart went out for some crazy unknown reason, the coach put in Russell Wilson, who is just, you know, way past his prime. And a lot of people just couldn't figure out, why are you putting Russell Wilson in? Do you know who the backup is to Russell Wilson? Jameis Winston. Right now, Jameis Winston seems to be a much better choice than Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson's a good guy. You know, I mean, I like the guy. I hope the best for him, but he's way past his prime. And when they put him in the game this past week, it was a disaster. So I think they're going to start Jameis Winston. And, you know, of course, we know firsthand how fickle he can be. He's either great or he's bad, but I think he would be a better choice than Russell Wilson. But, you know, when they sent in Russell Wilson, it's like the team just didn't play well, because the team, you know, let's say you're a lineman and you're blocking for a quarterback. You can't tell me that you're going to block as well for a quarterback that you don't have any confidence in. Now, some people will. I mean, I'd like to think that I would. I like to think of myself as a peak performer, and I'm going to be the best I can be no matter what I do. But there are a lot of people who I think subconsciously react to, say, a quarterback being in there that they don't have confidence in. And as I mentioned yesterday, that's what I think we saw with Tyler Shuck. Tyler Shuck came in, and I think the Saints, as a team, kind of knew that Tyler Shuck was always going to be the starting quarterback. So as good as Spencer Rattler was at times, and he was good overall, he was good. Wasn't great, but he was really good and very efficient. I don't think the team played as hard for him as they did for Tyler Shuck. And it may be a subconscious thing, but I think the Saints really rallied around Tyler Shuck because they knew he's ultimately going to be their starting quarterback. Now, maybe not in the long run, but right now they knew he was going to be the starting quarterback at some point this season. So are they playing as hard for Spencer Rattler, knowing that your real starting quarterback is on the bench? I question that. So I think the team really rallied around Tyler Shuck. The Giants did not rally around Russell Wilson. They may rally around Jameis Winston. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. All right. Also, the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia is about to press its final penny, the 1 cent coin, the penny, is being canceled. Does anybody have a problem with that? And also, in spite of a Supreme Court ruling, there are still people who are trying to overturn legal marriage in America. And I don't understand why any American would be so upset, would be so bothered by legal gay marriage. Why is that something that bothers you? You don't have to marry a member of the same sex. There's no government requirement to do that. You're never forced to do it. So why are you so bothered by it? I mean, it doesn't even affect you. So I find this hysteria over same-sex marriage, which is continuing. And again, this is not just about gay marriage. It's about equal rights. It's also about how too many Americans try to tell other Americans how to lead their lives, even when it's none of their business. And I'm just kind of fascinated by this idea that, you know, we want to stop gay marriage. Why? So I want to get into this afternoon and find out, what is the answer to that question? Why does gay marriage bother you if it doesn't affect you? All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is doing work in the back office today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Let me start off by saying thank you, Scoop.
For what?
All right, first of all, I do not like this cold weather. I'm on record as saying I don't like this cold weather. And it just so happens I don't have a lot of clothing designed for the cold weather.
Yes.
Well, this morning I was looking for something to wear to combat the cold and stay cozy, and I came across this sweater. Forgot where I got it from, and then it dawned on me, wait, this is one of the sweaters that Scoot bought me when he went out to Florida, and you came back with this sweater.
I see it. Says Pensacola Beach, Florida.
All right, so thank you for this sweater. It's keeping me nice and cozy today.
You're welcome. And obviously, you had to dig for it because what I give you is in the bottom of the pile.
Everything's in a pile in my house. I need to get one of those house-made robots.
All right, I'm glad it's keeping you warm. Coleman, think about it, though. If you were an offensive lineman, I mean, you might consciously really try to do the best you can no matter who's quarterback. But if you knew the person who was quarterback was not really going to be the starting quarterback, would you work as hard for that quarterback as you would for the one that you knew was going to be the starting quarterback?
I have two minds of thoughts about this.
Okay.
If the quarterback was a good guy and I know that they had potential, I would try my best to defend him because I want him to see the potential.
Right.
Now, if the QB is a D-bag in the locker room, he's not really a good fit for the team, I would probably be more lackadaisical to show that he's not part of it, like he's not good enough, and maybe they'll start looking at tape and say, okay, we got to get this guy out of here. So I know you say it's all about business, it's not about family, but it depends on how this person fits in a locker room. I'll defend somebody if he's cool, like, all right, we got to get this guy, like he's part of the team, he's a team player, you know, he's not as good as our starter, let's defend him. But if he's not that much of a good personality, I don't really favor the guy, I'd be like, you know what, screw this guy, let him get sacked a couple times.
All right, well, let me put it this way then. Let me word it this way. If you were an offensive lineman and you knew Tyler Shuck was on the sidelines, and then now Tyler Shuck is starting, and you knew that the team was looking at him to be the starting quarterback, would you feel an extra burst of energy to block for him and to work for him, knowing that he's going to be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, here's why. I believe that Rattler and Tyler Shuck are good. And I've already worked with Spencer Rattler throughout this time. And I would give him more effort, but the fact that he's like, we need that spark, I probably would give more effort subconsciously.
Yeah.
Not because of favoritism or anything, just because, okay, we have to coalesce. We have to, like, get that spark going.
Right, right. And I really think the Giants really fell apart when Jackson Dart went out of the game and they put in Russell Wilson because I don't think they have any confidence in him. And as much as they want to admit that they tried as hard as they could, I don't know. I think they're going to do better with Jameis Winston as the starting quarterback this week if Jackson Dart can't go because of concussion protocol. All right, we're going to come back with more. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, a lot to get to. And the new information about the Epstein files is on our list. Hey, it is another beautiful...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoon. Former LSU coach Brian Kelly is suing LSU for $54 million. You see, that is apparently the buyout in Brian Kelly's contract. And LSU, well, he's no longer a coach. I don't know if they have technically fired him. So there's some legal technicalities going on here that LSU is trying to manipulate so they don't have to pay him $54 million. Because again, as I've said throughout this whole thing, it's amazing that in America, you can fail at your job, be fired, and be rewarded with $54 million. It's like, you know, what's the incentive for Brian Kelly to not go out and play more golf? What's the incentive for him to pay more attention to coaching LSU than playing golf if the reward is $54 million if you fail? And if you succeed, well, if they don't fire you, you keep doing your job. But if they fire you, you get $54 million. So anyway, LSU is trying to work this out so they don't have to cough up that kind of money. But Brian Kelly is suing them. Now, they offered him apparently $25 million, and then they offered him $30 million as a settlement. But he says, no, he wants the $54 million, and he's suing for that. Now, there'll be a lot of legal fees and trials, and a lot's going to be delayed. But, you know, Brian Kelly, I forget what his salary was, but he was being paid enough to where he wasn't working paycheck to paycheck. So he's got some bucks in the bank, so he can wait this out. And there's a big difference between $54 million and $30 million, so he wants to wait this out. But I was thinking about this yesterday afternoon. Brian Kelly, I guess, is still in Baton Rouge. Would you want to still live in Baton Rouge? If you were Brian Kelly and you just got fired from LSU because you weren't doing a good job, I mean, would you want to go to the grocery store? Would you want to be seen in public? You know, I guess he's got a house in Baton Rouge. Would you want to stay in that house? Man, I would want to get the hell out of there as soon as I could. And I'm sure he's planning to do that because, I mean, I wouldn't want to hang out in Baton Rouge. I mean, if you had money, you could live in, I mean, nothing against Baton Rouge, but if you're there and you're not wanted, and look, what Baton Rouge is LSU. LSU is Baton Rouge. I know there's other stuff going on there, but LSU is Baton Rouge and Baton Rouge is LSU. So if you fail in your job and you're not as good a coach as they were expecting at LSU, man, Baton Rouge would not be the best place to be. All right, if you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Nashville. Bobby, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Bobby.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, couple comments. First of all, about the penny.
Yeah.
You know, that is a great economy booster for the retail industry. If you do the math, okay, just remember what Italy did. So all of a sudden the penny's gone away, so everything rounds up to the nickel. So if you go up 1 penny to 4 cents to round up to that nickel, it's an average of 2.5%. So on a grocery store like Rouse's that does $1 million a week, okay, that's an extra $25,000 profit in their pocket.
Wow.
So it's a good deal for the retailer, trust me.
Yeah, but what about for the consumers? You know, we're kind of getting the shaft in a way.
Well, of course we are.
But well, we always
do. It's going to be temporary. We always do. I mean, come on, Scoot. All right, second thing about same-sex marriage. You know, that's their business. And people got to realize the fact that it's out there is because of legal reasons. All of a sudden, when you're allowed a same-sex marriage, then you get into life insurance policies. You get into mortgages. So there's a lot of financial advantages for allowing same-sex marriages, and people forget about that. Morally, who cares? People, you know, let them live their own life, right?
Yeah, well, Bobby, I totally agree, but I think the people that continue to be against same-sex marriage, I mean, look, the Supreme Court, as I said yesterday, the conservative-leaning Supreme Court refused to even take up the case of Kim Davis, who was the court clerk in Kentucky, who in the beginning of the legalized gay marriage in America refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple. She got a lot of attention for that. She said it was against her religious beliefs to do her job of giving them a marriage license. So, you know, she was ultimately fired, I believe. This is her case. Now she's going to owe $360,000 to the gay couple for damages and for attorney's fees. But the people who are against gay marriage are not thinking about it from a financial standpoint. They're thinking about it from a moral standpoint. And the idea that you can, you know, try to get everybody in the world to not sin is ridiculous, because the people who want to stop other sinners are sinners themselves, and people try to make somebody else's sins worse than theirs. You know, if you're gay, is that worse of a sin than if you're a cheater, if you cheat on your wife? Is that, does that make you a worse sinner than if you steal from the company? Does that make you a worse sinner if you have impure thoughts about your next door neighbor? A sin is a sin. And I just find it interesting that people want to tell other people how to lead their lives. And it's something that we constantly talk about on this show.
I agree. And like I tell people when I get into the argument, who are you to play God?
Yeah, I love that. Because that's what they're doing. Because nobody knows.
These people that talk about it, do you know, Scoot, that 25% of American males gamble online on sports?
Well, I didn't know it was that high. But I'm not surprised.
It's real high.
Bobby, people don't want to realize this. They don't want to accept this, but this is the truth. Nobody really knows how God feels about gay marriage. They can take the Bible. The Bible was written by men. You can say that God guided those men. You can say that if you want. But God did not write the Bible. And nobody really knows how God feels about gay marriage. Nobody has gone to talk to God and come back and said, hey, guess what? This is what God said. So it is based on your faith and your belief. But I just wonder why so many people are trying to stop something, or why they're against something that doesn't even concern them.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's their thing. You said, last thing, you're asking, why is Brian Kelly staying in Baton Rouge?
Well, I don't know if he is, but I guess he's still there now.
I mean, why not? I mean, we're talking peak duck hunting and fishing season. I was just down in Delacroix last weekend fishing. I mean, caught a bunch of redfish and trout. Yeah. I mean, you might as well stick around for the season.
But you know what? If I failed as LSU's coach, I would not want to be in Baton Rouge, because there are too many LSU fans in Baton Rouge for me to feel comfortable if I failed as their coach. Bobby, I appreciate the call. Let me ask you a question before you leave. You're in Nashville, right?
Okay.
Have you ever seen Cutoffs and Boots in Nashville?
Cutoffs and Boots. What is that, a play on Broadway?
No, cutoff, like people wearing cutoffs and boots.
Oh, God, yeah, all the time. I mean, just go down on the weekend when all the bachelorette parties come in.
I'm not opposed to that.
They all got jeans up there.
Yeah.
You can vision it, believe me. Yeah, you see a lot of it.
All right, Bobby, I appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in Nashville. And if you haven't done it yet, tune in to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the app, and you've got our show wherever you've got your phone. Also, we're available on iHeartRadio.com and TuneIn.com. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It is another beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Just slightly on the cool side, but warming up today. The warm-up continues until the weekend. In fact, the forecast says the 80s are coming back. So let's make the forecast accurate here. Yeah, let's bring back the 80s. This is from the 80s, so hey, this is all part of the forecast. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Yeah, that's the purpose of our show. I mean, we're not saving anybody's life here. I'm not working on a cure for cancer as I sit here on the air. We're just here to give you something to talk about. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Glad you are with us. I wrote a blog yesterday after the show about changing Veterans Day to Victory Day. And I just think that is an insult to a lot of American soldiers. And I'll explain. Also, I'll get to some of your comments from Scoot on the air, Facebook. And I did a video yesterday on Substack. And I would love for you to become one of our subscribers. Be a subscriber and comment on what I post. I'm posting at least a new video every day. And it's Substack. Just download the app. It's a new platform. And if you haven't gone there yet, there's different stuff on Substack. And there are a lot of journalists on Substack and a lot of very credible information. There are fewer of the wacky, less informed trolls that you find on Facebook on Substack, although some of them have followed me over from Facebook to Substack. But for the most part, it's more credible than Facebook when it comes to any kind of controversy or topic. But just download the app Substack and just follow Scoot on the air. And I would invite you to become a subscriber and comment on what I post. I posted a video yesterday after the show on Substack about the middle school student here, the middle school boy who's been arrested. This middle school boy showed AI-generated nude photos of a middle school girl, showed her nude with AI-generated photographs. So this guy made up this mock of what this middle school girl would look like nude, and he kept showing it to her, and she slapped him. I don't blame her. And I don't think she should have been expelled for that. I think they're kind of reworking that whole thing. But the little boy was arrested. And as I said yesterday, I'm sure that this kid's parents had no idea that he knew about this. And if you have kids, I just want to remind you that they may know more about pornography than you think. I don't know how to handle that. You got to figure out your kids. But just don't be naive to the reality that they may know more about porn and AI-generated porn and things like that. They may know more about that than you think, because a lot of young people know about this. But that little boy deserves, well, not that little, middle school, I think he's 13. That little kid should have been arrested. And I'm sure his parents were really, really surprised. All right, you got a comment, Open Heart Jewelers, talking text line 504-260-1870. Another question I'm asking this afternoon is, why does gay marriage bother you? Why are you bothered by that? I don't understand why, even in the light of a brand new recent Supreme Court ruling that refused to take up a case involving a same-sex marriage, why some groups are still fighting to overturn legalized gay marriage. I mean, why? Let's go to Lady T in Gentilly. Lady T, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I wanted to say, no offense, but the Bible is definitely relevant to, just like it talks about homosexuality, you know, no lying, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, all that goes together. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah.
God's word doesn't change. That's a Bible verse, too.
Right. My word. Well, okay, okay, but why are you worried about somebody else sinning? It's really none of your business, really.
No, I'm not worried about it, but as a Christian, we are supposed to proclaim the gospel. We're not supposed to beat nobody over the head with it or condemn them, but we are supposed to proclaim the gospel.
All right, so gay marriage is legal. Why get involved or why have any passion toward making it illegal? If people want to do that, it just seems like you shouldn't worry about it.
I don't think somebody should worry about it, but if it goes against how you feel, and if they want, you know, they want you to perform a marriage ceremony, you should be able to say, no, I'm not doing it.
Well, okay, yeah, I would agree with that. But if it's your job to do something, you have to do your job. And if your job isn't congruent with your beliefs, then you get another job.
No, I disagree. I think you should be able to say, no, I'm not performing this marriage.
Well, I don't think you can do that. I mean, you'd be fired if
probably
you didn't do
not,
your job.
But that's the problem with the world. I think you should be able to say no. You can go to another judge. Some people just, they go to this judge knowing that the judge going to say
no. Well, so basically, you're content with telling other people how to lead their lives.
I'm content with telling people how I feel that this goes against my moral beliefs.
All right, tell me,
my religious beliefs.
What sin have you committed recently?
Oh, probably. We all have committed sins.
Okay, so you're a sinner too. I just want to set the record straight on that. Okay, all right. So why shouldn't
it doesn't take away from their sin. Right.
Why shouldn't I be worried about the sins that you're committing?
Well, how you concerned about other people's sin is you pray for them. That's all you concerned.
Okay,
about
well then why don't you just pray for the gays and not worry about them getting married?
Oh, I pray for them, but as a judge, I should be able to say no. I'm not going to marry you. No, I'm not going to make your cake.
Well, I mean, you're not versed on the Constitution. I mean, you're not understanding the rights that we have, and that making gay marriage illegal was unconstitutional. So you're not a judge.
All that, but it still doesn't make it right. Just because the Constitution don't make it right, as far as I think.
Well, and just because just because the man written Bible says something doesn't always make it right either. I mean, there are things in the Old Testament.
The man written Bible is ordained by God.
Yeah. That's
adultery. All that.
That's your belief. I mean, you don't know for sure.
Are you a Christian?
Yes. Yes.
Well, do you believe every word in the Bible?
No, I don't. I don't believe every word in the Bible.
Are you a Christian?
Well, that's not your job. It's not for you to tell me that I'm not a Christian.
I say, are you a Christian?
That's the problem. That's the problem that we have in this country, Lady T, is we've got people trying to tell other people who they are. That's up to me to decide. And I think I'm a good Christian, but I don't believe every word of the Bible.
Well, I don't see how that goes together, but to each his own.
All right. Well, Lady T, look, I enjoy the conversation, and I know that you represent a lot of people and how a lot of people feel, so I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, I haven't gotten to text yet, but we will get to some of your texts coming up. And see, this is the essence of this conversation. I don't believe every word in the Bible. I like the Bible. It's a great, great book. But the Bible was written by men. At the very least, the Bible is estimated to have been written maybe 75 years after Christ died. That's a long time. And a lot of stories might change. I believe the Bible, but I don't believe every word in the Bible. You know, again, we go back to Leviticus. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that is, for those who want to use Leviticus to condemn gay marriage, there's a lot of stuff in there that's very hypocritical, because in Leviticus, it tells you not to eat shellfish, shrimp, crawfish, crabs. If you're eating that, you're going against what is in Leviticus. That's why I don't believe every word in the Bible. All right, we got to get to a break here. We'll come back with more of your comments. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973 in Leeds, England, Queen began their first tour. They were the opening act for Mott the Hoople. Opening up for Mott the Hoople, man. At that point, 1973, Mott the Hoople was big. This was their first big start, big tour. All right, we'll be right back on WWL. So I got a text here that says, people who want to tell other people how to live don't believe in freedom. And that's true. I mean, we have freedom. We have the freedom to sin. If you believe that's a sin, that's your business. This is a microcosm of America. It's not just about homosexuality. It's a microcosm of America. The groups and the individuals who want to tell gays they can't get married is just nothing more than you getting involved in somebody else's life. Why does it matter to you? We'll continue this conversation into the next hour. Plus, we've got more stuff coming up on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.